Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. I'm thinking back to my younger years when in the winter I would help my children build a snowman. Remember doing that? You'd start with an average-sized snowball and begin to roll it in the snow, and the more you rolled it, the bigger it would get. And as it got larger and heavier, the new layers of snow got bigger until it was hard to push anymore. And when that happened, you had to hope it was where you wanted that snowman. Well, I see a similar thing happening right now with our Duluth Radio Fund. When we first announced this project, the increases were small but steady, and now as the fund has grown, it seems to grow quicker every day. 2 days ago, the monies from a listener's estate gift were added, and that really increased the size. And yesterday in the mail, we received another $10,894, and that raises the Duluth Radio Fund to $120,807. Listeners are praying, and God is answering and providing for the new Duluth station, which, by the way, as of today, is officially ours, part of the Voice of the Master family. Engineer Brett Gibson is there today getting things set up so that we can begin rebroadcasting the Voice of the Master starting Monday morning at 6 o'clock. I'm encouraged by the excitement of our listeners for this new station. Connie wrote, "Dear Suring Radio staff, thank you for your station. I love it. I'm sending $200 for your new Duluth radio station." Donald wrote, "Enclosed is my gift for the eventual Duluth ministry. After hearing today's manager's desk, I can sense the Lord's direction for this project. May He bless its fruition." And he enclosed a check for $750. Don wrote, "Dear WRVM family, this check is from my IRA account. Please use at your new station that you're starting up. I have enjoyed your programming for years now. Keep up the good work." And she enclosed a check for $3,000. Gary wrote, "Dear Mike and staff, great news. Our prayers are being answered. Now I'll pray that you and your staff can get the Duluth radio up and running. I'll also pray that your Duluth audience will accept and listen to your programs. You have a great opportunity to reach 150,000 souls." And Joyce wrote, "Dear WRVM, enclosed as a check for $1,000 in loving memory of my late husband. He always enjoyed WRVM." Well, thank you for your continued prayers and for your over and above giving for the Duluth radio station. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or make a gift online at voiceofthemaster.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.